Republican Party if you vote for this. We won't give you a dime. We won't do anything. I've taken it up from 10 agencies. I put it all in one bill. I got the best administrator up there, Sergeant Shriver. I got 195 votes. I got Mendel Rivers this afternoon, which is 196. Now, I have counted you, and I've counted Thomas. Now, somebody saw Thomas today, and Thomas said, well, said, I've been thinking about this thing, and I just believe I'll follow my chairman. And I'll get you the money, but I just have to follow my chairman, and I hadn't made up his mind.
Well, I've been very quiet.
Well, you just be quiet. You get something else. You vote against me on a dozen things, but for God's sakes, we only got five in the Texas delegation against us at this moment. Dowdy and Fisher and Burleson, by God, he never can vote for this. I don't know why.
Well, I've been very quiet. I've made no statement.
I know it, but I got to have you unquiet. I've got to have you help me with something. I've got old Sykes on there. You ought to help me with him some. I got to... I think Carl Vincent down here, he says he thinks he can help me he got me Rivers today and maybe Hagen. I got Rivers and McMillan against me in South Carolina. And Hardy and Downing in Virginia. You see, they pick off five or six Democrats in Texas, three or four from these other states, and that winds up, that gives them 30 Democrats, and they hold a solid Republican line, and they rub my nose in it. I passed it 2-1 in the Senate, 2-1. I got 10 Republican votes for it in the Senate. And every one of these boys that will work on this job will become taxpayers and is going to get out of here instead of tax eaters. And I got a good program if they'll just let me do it. And they're riding every damn district. And I want to get these boys out of these damn cities and put them to work and have them doing something instead of loitering around breaking in store windows and everything else, and I passed it through the Rules Committee 8-7, and I passed it through the Senate, and I passed it through both committees. All the Republicans voted against me on the Labor Committee. I had 19-13, strictly party vote. I've got to have a strictly party vote on the floor, and I got to have my chairman of my Appropriations Committee to get out there and make some of these wayward fellas that get in line like old Bob Sykes. He's got every damn thing in the world down there in his district.
That's right.
And this is a party measure. This is party responsibility. If I lose this, it's telegraphed around the world that, by gosh, the Republicans roll me and roll me good on the key measure, the only single Johnson measure that was sent up. Everything else was Kennedy.
Well, let me have a prayer session with Thomas.
Well, you just get Thomas. Don't have any prayer session, and you get one with Sykes. And you bail me out of this one, and I'll try not to have you bail me out anymore. I'll be bailing you all out.
All right.
And anything you've got to be bailed out on, I'll move the Navy to Lubbock, or I'll do anything you need done, whatever it is. I don't care. But this is one that you've got to get Thomas. I didn't know you had that kind of influence on him.
I didn't either.
Well, that's what he said.
Now listen, do you want me to try to work out something without you setting up a budget estimate on this?
Yeah, if I can, that's what I want to do. And I want to talk to Freeman tomorrow.
I can do something about that if you'd like to work it.
Yeah, that's where I'd like to work.
Sure. Well, you just talk to Freeman, tell Freeman to get with me.
I'll do it. That's what I'll do. And if you've got anything you want me to do, let me know. That's the best way to do it. And if you can't do it that way, and you thought that. Well, if it don't mean a damn thing to you, I don't want to do it. If it does, I want to.
It doesn't really mean a lot to me.
Right. Well, if it does,
I can work it out so it won't.
If you can, all right. If it doesn't and you want it, it'll be done, period. That's okay. The way I operate. I'm a Mahon man, and you can't do anything that I can do that I won't do.
Would you let me look at this with Freeman? If you'll get the word to Freeman, then I'll talk to him.
I'll get to him, and I'll see you Monday. And for God's sakes, get up there now and get a hold of Bob Sykes and Albert Thomas for me. Don't let them.
That'll be easy over the weekend.
Well, I'm still to office. I got Bob Wagner over there waiting to eat dinner with me. But I've been here all day long. Hagen, Tootin, Forrester, Rivers. I got old Rivers, Abair, Hardy, Sykes. That's what I got.
Well, I'll be in touch with you next week.
All right, goodbye.